KJAN Sports.
Good morning, I'm Chris Parks reporting for KJAN Sports, brought to you by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. And a game you heard here on KJAN last night, the Iowa Hawkeyes men's basketball team held Northern Illinois to 27% shooting as they rolled to a 70-49 victory in Iowa City. The Hawks are now 4-2 on the season.
I mean, they compete. They come after you defensively. They come after you on the glass. Now, they're not a great shooting team. They know that. So they're going to fire at the glass and, you know, get it up on the glass and go get it. And they're going to press you, and they're going to scramble, and they're going to switch, and they're not going to switch. But they're going to fight you. Like, you got to go beat them.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes took control with a 16-0 run in the opening half.
The thing I didn't like was the start of the second half. Give up a basket on a rebound and then turn it over. But then we handled the ball pretty good after that.
Aaron White had 14 points, as did Anthony Clemens, who continues his strong all-around play.
You know he's going to make steals. He's going to get deflections. He's going to stick his nose in there. And then he's making shots. But what he's not doing is making mistakes. And that's what I'm most proud of. He is not making mistakes. And that's what our team needs right now when we're struggling a little bit shooting the basketball.
And once again, that was a game you heard here on KJN last night with Iowa men's hoops. Their next game will be coming up on Saturday as they get set to take on Longwood at home. That'll be a noon start time for the pregame Saturday. Seth Tuttle scored 19 points in Northern Iowa, beat Northwestern 61-42 to claim the Cancun Challenge Championship. Nate Buss added 11 points, including 3 3-pointers, as the Panthers moved to 6-0 on the season and posted their 11th win all time against a Big Ten team. Northwestern took an 18-14 lead at 10:14 of the first half after a layup and 3-pointer by Alex Ola, but Northern Iowa went on a 17-2 run to close the half, including a pair of 3-pointers by Nate Buss to take a 31-20 lead at the break. The Panthers were 14 of 24 from the floor before intermission and 48% overall. The Wildcats got it to within 10 with 11:05 left, but a pair of free throws and a dunk by Tuttle pushed it back to 16. Brant McIntosh led Northwestern with 13 points. The Wildcats shot just 30% and were 5 of 21 beyond the arc. The Iowa State women's basketball team opens a tournament in Moraga, California on Friday by taking on Wyoming. The Cyclones are 3-0 and so far have featured some balanced scoring.
I think you're going to see a lot of different kids lead us in scoring on a different night, and not that that's always great. You'd like to have that one person, but I don't think this team is going to have that. So let's, you know, I'd say all the time, whether it's our team or our school, our program, we're going to celebrate and embrace who we are and not apologize for what we're not. And that's kind of the way we look at it, and that's who we are right now.
That's ISU coach Bill Finley, who hopes a go-to player emerges at some point.
But I still think there's games as you get into conference play or you play really good teams, you'd like to have someone that, you know, we have a play card, and you know, there's always certain people that get certain plays. We don't have that place on the card yet.
ISU will play host St. Mary's of California as well in that tournament on Saturday. In college football, Iowa and Nebraska came into the season hoping that their Black Friday matchup would be for a division title, but instead it's now a consolation prize. The Hawkeyes will host the Huskers, and the winner will finish third in the Big Ten West Division. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz hopes the atmosphere is close to last week's game against Wisconsin. It's Iowa's final chance to win a trophy game, having lost to Iowa State, Minnesota, and the Badgers. Like all coaches, Ferentz is a creature of habit, but he says he's learned to enjoy the Black Friday game, even though it makes for a shorter week of preparation.
I kind of like it, actually, yeah, on a couple fronts. At this time of year, you know, I think it's doable, realistically doable, whereas, you know, in the early part of the season, you need 9 days to get ready for a game, and they don't give you 9. So it's just that's how it feels. Whereas later in the year, you know, if you're doing things efficiently, it probably forces you to be more efficient, and that's a good thing. The other part is, like, you know, you get to watch everybody sweat on Saturday when you're sitting there with your feet up, so that's not a bad deal.
The game will feature two outstanding linemen and an Iowa offensive tackle, Brandon Sheriff, and Nebraska defensive end, Randy Gregory. Ferentz says there may not be many head-to-head matchups between those two, though.
It was a heck of a ball game, but we came up short. But, you know, the big thing is the team responded, and that's what you hope for. It's a 60-minute game. You know, last year it didn't happen very much at all. You know, so it's hard to predict. They're multiple with their attack and the way they use their personnel, and they're very, very well coached over there. And just like us, you know, they're looking for matchups, and you know, so you never know what's going to happen. But they've got four really good players up front. They've got a good defensive line, so our guys are going to have their hands more than full.
You also heard Coach Ferentz comment there about Iowa losing its division title hopes to Wisconsin with that 26-24 loss last week. Iowa 7-4. Nebraska also lost out on their title hopes with a loss to Minnesota last week at home. They're 8-3, and Coach Bo Pelini expects a hard-fought contest.
You know, it being their senior day and such, I think that, they're going to play with great energy, and they'll be ready to play. And I wouldn't expect anything different from a Coach Ferentz coach team. I mean, he and his staff do a great job.
Iowa opened up the offense in the second half against Wisconsin, but Pelini says it was not a huge change from what they've been doing.
You know, they maybe had a little more success than maybe what they had at times in the past, but I think their offense has really good balance.
We'll have that game for you tomorrow here on KJN, 9 o'clock pregame, 11 o'clock kickoff for that one over at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. Following a two-year absence from the UNI Panthers returned to the FCS playoffs on Saturday night by hosting Stephen F. Austin. Panther coach Mark Farley says it will be a challenge for a defense that carried the team in the second half of the season.
Their quarterback is really exceptional, and he's gotten better as the season's gone on. A really big kid, 6'5", 230. Scrambles like the young man we just played against, but has a tremendous arm, and they do a great job in their passing game. So their running back is another candidate for awards for postseason honors a lot of time because all the rushing yards he has. So between the running back and the quarterback, it makes them very effective, and they score a lot of points.
Farley says there are a lot of unknowns when playing a new opponent.
When you walk out of there on Saturday, you really don't know. You've seen them on film, but until you line up against them, you don't really understand how they play. So we got to make sure that we just get our team ready, and we're looking forward to it. We've been playing good football as of late, but, you know, we still have to put things together and do a good job this week as well.
UNI is one of five teams to qualify for the playoffs out of the Missouri Valley Football Conference.
It says a lot for the league that we got five teams in. And it says to get five teams in, you got to go through a national committee. And through that committee, you know, they're seeing everybody in the country and then measuring that too. So it's all been positive, and hopefully it'll be positive moving forward. But, again, our focus is Stephen F. Austin right now.
And both teams coming into that game are 8-4. And that's a look at some of the latest sports for you here this morning here on KJN. Sports has been brought to you here this morning by Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.